The big problem with computer software is that while it's illegal to do so, copying a bit of software is as easy as putting a floppy disk into a computer. Now, while software piracy is illegal, computer buffs are friendly folk and always willing to share knowledge, expertise, and yes, even their latest flash program with their friends and colleagues. This was a problem the director of UniLock, Rick Richardson, faced as a small software producer.
We had a small software distribution company that went into software development, and musicians are a pretty rare bunch as far as in terms of numbers of customers. They're hard enough to find as it is, and then when you add to that the fact that maybe 3 out of 4 people would be getting the software without paying for it, you know, it's very hard to make a living that way. So we worked out a way in which we could send out the software to people instead of relying on the normal sales through stores and things like that, because you have to justify the expense in having the software there in the first place to get to customers. We just wanted to find some way of getting directly to those customers and giving them an opportunity to use it for some time before they make the decision. And when they make the decision, have the software there to use straight away just by paying over the phone.
UniLock is described variously as innovative software access technology. What exactly is it?
Well, that's a highfalutin term for what really is just the ability, a technology that enables software to be legally copied from person to person, and for people not to abuse copyright of the owner of that software. So basically, it encourages people to pay for the software as they use it, but still enables them to use it in a demonstration form, so they can get a feel for it before they have to buy it.
And so the software access technology was born. While Rick realised it would work with his software, he realised it would work with all kinds of software, as did Big Blue, IBM. Their Australian software manager is Sally Rogers.
When we were introduced to UniLock and we looked at the software, we found it was quite unique. It satisfied a need in the market in terms that when we looked at various technologies similar to it, those technologies don't do what UniLock does in the way that it locks the software, then unlocks the software and relocks the software when it gets moved to a different computer, which made it very unique. In terms of the vendors today, a lot of them, and as Rick mentioned, are suffering from piracy of their software, and on average it seems to be, a conservative average that is, that 3 out of 4 users of software don't pay for it. So that's lost revenue to vendors, including ourselves, being a software vendor. So when introduced to this, we thought that this was an excellent technology. We took it to the United States, to the software manufacturing company of IBM in Boulder, Colorado, and they agreed with us and within a matter of days started to test it. And from there worked out a worldwide marketing agreement with UniLock.
So far so good. We now have a bit of Australian technology being used as a major player in the fight against software piracy. But the technology goes even further. It actually encourages registered users to distribute the software in the locked form and to get them registered.
UniLock has devised a user reward system. So when a user does give his mate a copy of the software and his mate actually goes ahead and purchases it, he then gets rewarded for doing that. So it absolutely does that. It encourages the copy-to-copy of software.
Basically, if you share your software with 10 people, you have that money to spend again. Mm. But the products that you have that you can buy with that are only products within the system. You accumulate what's called UniPoints, and you can use those to purchase further software in the system.
All in all, the scope of this technology is extensive, with big software companies like WordPerfect, Computer Associates, Borland and Lotus lining up to participate.
I mean, if you look at the outer limits of it, it could set a standard, and it could mean that all software is distributed, locked in this way, and that's sort of the utopia, I guess. In terms of practical purposes, well, it's a case of how it grows, and we will be doing things to promote this UniLock software in terms of its distribution.
So, Ricky, you're going to be Australia's first software millionaire?
I don't know. We've been struggling with this thing for so long, and it's a real buzz just to see people use the thing. And the fact is that we started off developing this thing for the little guys, and even for the big guys. You know, the fact that there's so much abuse of software, that this could be only good. And just to see the industry take it seriously and to take it around the world, it'll mean a complete change for our whole industry. And if we can make a living out of that, I think that's fantastic.